I'm
Blog
here.
Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. Just need to testify to something next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalane Cook, owner, operator, and overseer of the Spirit Alive Network, and it truly blesses my soul to be able to bring to you another installation of Every Man Standing in His Place with Pastor Jeffrey Scott. At the top of the program, you heard Pastor Marvin Sapp singing Never Would Have Made It. And now, to your host with the most, Pastor Jeffrey Scott. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalane Cook, owner, operator, and overseer of the Spirit Alive Network. And it truly blesses my soul on tonight to bring you another installation of Every Man Standing in His Place with Pastor Jeffrey Scott. At the top of the program, you heard Pastor Marvin Sapp singing Never Would Have Made It. And now, to the man of the hour, your host with the most, Pastor Jeffrey Scott. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I am so appreciative of this time and this opportunity to be able to bring a word and to be an encouragement to those that are listening. And I really appreciate this, Bishop Cook. I appreciate you. I love you. And I thank you for this opportunity because you have just opened up the doors and let me come in and allow God to work through. And so I thank you for that. I appreciate it.
God bless you, my brother. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And so we want to start out with a word of prayer. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, giving you thanks and praise. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be an encouragement to someone that needs encouraging. We thank you for this time. We thank you for encouraging me through your word, Father God. We thank you that for all of those that are listening, we ask that you soften our hearts and our minds and allow us to receive your word today. And Father God, we ask that you just touch each and every listener today, each and every family represented by the listeners. And
yes,
we ask,
Lord,
that you just continue to keep a hedge of protection around all of us at Spirit Alive, Father God. We thank you for all the servant leaders here. And Father God, we continue to ask that you just keep pouring into us so we can pour into your people. In Jesus' name,
yes,
we pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen and amen.
And that was the perfect that was the perfect song at the top of the hour.
Never, praise Jesus.
Never would have made it. You know, when we look back over our life and we think about the things that we've been through, you know, all the things that have happened and transpired, we have gone through a lot, you know, in our lives. And as we have gone through a lot, when we're sometimes in the middle of it, we don't know how we're going to make it through. But in the end, God allows us to make it through it. And he allows us to realize that it was because of him, not because of what we have done. But it's because of him. And he does it because he loves us. He gives
yes.
us grace and mercy. And so
mm-hmm.
we have to really look at that. But the one thing that I was thinking about as I was listening to that song, and it was really touching me. And I thought about this. It was a question, and it said, "What do we do when we haven't made it through?"
Oh, come on.
You know, when we haven't made it through yet, what is it that we do? What is it that we are supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it also that we really want to, you know, when we are going through something, when we have something in our life that is a big opposition, we want it over with quick. We want to be out of the trouble. We want to be out of the mayhem. We want to be out of whatever it is that is in our way. But
mm-hmm.
the statement that came to me was, in God's own time.
Okay.
In God's own time. And so when we think about it, if we haven't made it through yet, then we have to understand that it's going to be in God's time, in God's own time. You know, in God's time, he will bring us through. In God's time, my change will come. In God's time,
yes.
things will turn out the way God wants
all right.
them to, and everything will be all right. You know,
mm-hmm.
because the Bible says that all things work for the good of them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And so we have to understand that if we are in of a situation that we haven't made it through yet, we have to know that in God's own time that all things are going to work. In God's own time. And so how do we stay focused in these times? You know, that was a question that I had. How do we stay focused in these times when we are in the middle of our situation, trying to struggle and trying to make it through it? And what I was looking at is the scripture where it says, where Moses was talking to the people when they were trying to escape from Pharaoh, and he said, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today.
Mm-hmm.
For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall not see them again, no more forever." You know,
well,
in other words, your oppression you will see no more forever. What's trying to hold you down, you will see no more forever. What's trying to derail you, you won't see any more forever. And it says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. So that is the answer to my question. You know, the Lord will fight for you as long as you hold your peace and you continue to keep your mind stayed on Jesus in these times. So we have to really stay focused. We have to stay focused. And there's a scripture that I'm going to read, but it's going to help us through this whole situation where as we become impatient. And the thing is that since we live in a society today that has we're impatient, we want microwave everything. We want microwave food. We want microwave bank service. We want microwave church service. We want everything we want. We want it fast. But God has to show us that we need patience sometimes. You know, we need to be patient. We need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We need to wait on the Lord and be of good courage in Christ. We have to understand that that God wants us sometimes to we know that there's a straight and a narrow road, you know, following God, but sometimes God wants us to see the scenic or take the scenic route. You know, there are some things that we have to see as we're going through life, some things that we have to see that's going to challenge us to make us better, some things that we have to see that are going to test us or tempt us to strengthen our decisions for Christ, that we're going to make for Christ. And there are some things that God just wants us to see on the journey. And some of those things, that's why we have to be patient. But some of those things that we have to see are just things that are going to strengthen our relationship with God. You see, when I first started talking, I was talking about how God will God lets you see things and trying to make it through the situation and making it through the situation, you know. And so when we made it, we can give him praise. But how about being patient, waiting on the Lord, and praise while we are going through our situation, because we know that we have the victory in the end already, so we can keep our mind stayed on Jesus and praise God as we're in our situation. When things aren't feeling so great, when things aren't going the right way for us, the way we think, so we still need to give God praise, because in God's own time, things are going to work out. God's will It may not be what we want. It may not be what we even think, but it's going to work out the way God wants it to work out. And when it works out the way God wants it to work out, then you're going to see the blessings flow. You're going to see blessings flow, and you're going to see other people being blessed from whatever God has blessed you with, because God blessed us to bless us. And when God blesses us, we need to keep our minds stayed on Jesus and continue to bless those that God wants us. And see, we need to look at these things as when we are in our situations, when we are going through something, when we are trying to make it, we have to always look at there's still somebody else that may be worse off than me. And so I said that to say this, like, I may not have $1 million, but I still can help somebody with what little I have. And even if I have no money, I always have a word from the Lord. You know, Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I will give. And in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And see, the man received, the man that was crippled received strength in his legs to stand up. To stand up. And when he stood up, what did he do? He started praising God. But in it, he didn't realize that what he was asking for was the wrong thing. Sometimes when we are in our situation, we ask God for the wrong thing. We ask God to get us out of a situation the way we think that he should get us out of it. This man was begging alms at the front door of the church. He was asking for money, but he received
hallelujah. Come on now.
Somebody, some money or some change. And it may help them out, you know. And God bless you if you do give like that. But if you don't have that, what do you have to give? We always have to have a word, a strengthening word, a word that's going to last. I had an experience the other day where I told this brother asked me for some. As I was going into this restaurant, and he said he just wanted to know if I had any change on me, and I said I don't have any right now. I'll see when I come out. And he was out there when I came out there, and then when I came back out, I told him, I said, brother, I didn't have any change, but I do want to holler at you for a minute. I do want to talk to you for a minute. And I stood out there and talked to this man for about 15 minutes, and he was listening intently, and he was paying close attention, and he was and I was letting him know that God still has his eyes on him. God still is with him. God still is as even though he's going through this situation, even though he's having tough times right now, God is still with him. Mm-hmm. And so in his situation, I was trying to encourage him to keep his mind stayed on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother was listening intently, and he really appreciated the word that was given. Afterwards, I told him I didn't have any change, and the only thing I had on me was a bill, I'm not going to say what it was, but it was just a bill. But I had just gotten blessed with something. And so I gave him the bill. And he looked at me, and tears rolled down his eyes, and he just said, "Thank you, thank you, thank
oh,
you."
Oh, hallelujah!
I said, "No, thank you for listening, and I thank God for being able to use me at this point in time."
Glory.
And so, the thing I'm saying is that when you think that people aren't listening, they're listening. When you think that people, when people are hurting, and they sometimes you get to a point where you'll do anything to ease the pain. And so this man was listening to me intently because the word of God was easing his pain.
Yes.
You know, God allowed me to tell God bless me. And see, we have to understand that we got to bless people as God blesses us, because that's why God blesses us, so we can pass it on and let people know who the blessing truly comes.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people are in situations, and if we are in situations, we have to look at let's go to James chapter 1. And I'm just going to read a little bit of that. It says, "James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting." It says, "My brethren, count it all joy."
Yeah.
"When you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience."
Yes.
"But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God
mm-hmm.
that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed."
Mm-hmm.
And so, in saying that, in reading that, I see that God wants us to let patience work in our lives.
Yes.
God wants us to continue to wait on Him. And be of good courage. Let patience have a work. When you have when you have patience, and you allow God to work in your life, when you allow God to work, you'll see some things that you have never seen before. You'll experience
yes.
things that you've never experienced before. So one thing we have to do is we have to be patient in our trials. We have to be patient in our troubles. We have to be patient in our struggles. We have to be patient.
Yes.
I was talking to my nephew today, and we were talking about basketball, and he said, "I would have been a greater basketball player had I had patience during the game."
Mm-hmm.
Had I had patience, and see, we have to understand that when you don't have patience, you make ill-advised decisions. You do things that you look back on and you say, I shouldn't have done that. You have regrets and you have afterthoughts of what could have been. So the things that we have to do is we have to be patient and wait on God, because if we make the decisions that we want to, we're going to get us into more trouble. We're going to get us into more struggles. We're going to get us into a worse situation than we're already in. You know, there's always there's always a choice to certain things, and sometimes we make the wrong choices because of our impatience. We want to hurry up and see a change. We want to hurry up and see things move. We want to hurry up and we want things to rush and hurry up so we can see a profit or whatever it is. But the thing is that if we and we still come up with a profit, then that's not always going to last. That's not always going to last. As it says, in Psalm 37, it says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth."
Hallelujah.
And see, what happens is God wants us to wait on him. He wants us to know that we can depend on him. When it comes down to that last hour, that last second, God will make a way out of no way. See, we look at things and we want to be sure of we want to have some type of insurance that something is going to work out. We want to have some type of insurance that things are going to go well. We want to make sure that everything is going to work out before it even starts. But God says, jump in, and it's going to work out, because the thing is, you just have to have the faith, and you have to wait on the Lord. You have to wait on him, and everything will work out. Again, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I'll even read that in the Amplified version. It says, "Be still before the Lord, wait patiently for him, and entrust yourself to him. Do not fret, whine, agonize, because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes." In other words, don't look at what somebody else is doing. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing, because you don't even worry about what somebody else has, because you don't know what they did to get it. You know, some people say, I wish I had a car like that. I wish I had a home like that. I wish I had whatever it is. I wish I had a business like that. But we don't know what they did to get that home, that car, that business. We don't know if they did it the right way, the wrong way. We don't know if they did it the right way, what struggles they had to go through in order to get them. And so we have to be careful of what we say when we're trying to be like somebody else, because the thing is, we're not supposed to be like other people, but we're supposed to try to be like Christ. And so it says, "Cease from anger and abandon wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil."
Amen.
So if you get in, the Bible says, "Angry and sin not." You know, if you're angry, then sin not. And that only comes from patience, because if you are angry, some people act upon their anger. That's an emotion that can get a quick response and a quick wrong response. Because a lot of times you can say, you can see people say, "I shouldn't have did that. I did that out of anger." most things that are done out of anger are usually the wrong thing. If somebody does something out of anger, it's usually the wrong thing. And it says, for those who do evil will be cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they will inherit the land. And then it says, for yet a little while, and the wicked one will be gone forever. Though you look carefully where he used to be, he will not be found.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, but the humble will at last, meaning that after everything is said and done, inherit the land and will delight
mm-hmm.
themselves in abundant prosperity and peace. So if you have patience,
mm-hmm.
if you have if you're patient, you'll be able to have peace in the end. You'll be able to have peace. You can actually have peace as you're going through your situation, being patient. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't have to worry about nothing, because you know that God is what? Fighting your battle.
Amen. Amen.
And if God is fighting your battle, then what do you have to do, and what do I have to do? What we have to do is continue to keep our mind stayed on Him and keep
yes.
focused and be vigilant. And we have to be vigilant in God's word. We have to live God's word. We have to walk
mm-hmm.
God's word. We have to talk God's word. We have to show God's word in our work.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do everything that it
preach.
Takes in order to allow God to shine in our lives when it seems like we're in a downtime. Because there are
mm-hmm.
people that look at you when you're down, and they're hoping that you fail. They seen you fall, but they want you to fail, and they want you to continue to fail. But God is not going to allow that to happen if you just continue to be patient and wait on Him and allow Him to dictate all the moves that you make. We have to seek God. We have to seek God. How do we seek God? We seek God in His word. We have to seek God in His word when there's trouble in our lives. We seek God's word. When we're struggling, we seek God's word, because it guides us through all of the turns and twists of life that try to bring you down. It comforts you in a time when you seem like you can't be comforted. It builds you up when it's seemingly something breaking you down. We have to understand God's word is powerful. God's word is so powerful that it created everything that exists now. By His word, He spoke things into existence. And so when God says something, we have to live by that. We have to understand that it's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some trials in life. It's going to be some hard times in life. But when we look at what God has already brought us through, and those things that God has already brought us through, when we were in those situations, we didn't
yeah.
know how we were going to make it through, but God made a way.
Yes.
And so we have to understand that when we think it can't be done, it won't be done until we believe in what God can do.
Say that.
And God can do. What does the word say? It says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so if I can do all things through Christ, that means that when I'm in trouble and I don't know what to do, I'm going through Christ, because He knows the way. I may not be able to see it, but He can. He has the best vantage point.
Mm-hmm.
He has the best vantage point. He can see all angles of what's going on. He can see all angles when we only can see one angle. And so we have to seek God. We have to seek him in his word. And God will always give you a word to live by when you ask him. Because he wants
yes,
us to
will.
Have the wisdom. He wants us to have wisdom because it says he gives wisdom liberally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we just ask, but we have to ask in faith.
Yes.
We can't,
amen.
We can't say, God, if you can, could you, allow me to make it through if you can? That's like asking, that's asking half-heartedly because we're not asking in faith. We're not believing. We're not believing what we're saying. In the 25th number of Psalm, it says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation, and thee do I wait all the day." And so when we look at that scripture, this is a psalm that when you don't know what to do or which way to go or how to address something, then what does it say? It's asking for wisdom. It's saying, show me thy ways. And we know that God is a wise God. He's an all-knowing God. And so the it's asking for God's ways, not their own ways. It's saying, show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. That means that even I may not know the path right now. As a matter of fact, I think I want to go in a different direction, but please just show me and teach me your path so I can walk the way you walk, so I can talk the way you talk, so I can live
yeah,
the way
hallelujah.
You live, so
yeah.
I can be the way you are in my situation, because I want to do
yeah.
some things that aren't right to get out of my situation. I want to do some things that I shouldn't ought to do in my situation. But I know that if I can't do that, I have to make it through my situation in a way that you would have me to go. So teach me
yes,
your ways. Teach me your path. I need to walk through this like you want me to walk, not like I want to walk. Because if I walk like I want to walk,
glory.
I'm walking backwards in my situation and walking deeper into my trouble.
Please.
So it says, you know, lead me in thy truth, not my truth, but thy truth.
Hallelujah.
You know,
amen.
Because we can look at things and sometimes we can rationalize things and make it seem true to our ears and our mind and make it but what God says is true is true. And so it says, lead
yes.
me to thy truth. Teach me and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. Now I want to make it to make it to my salvation. I want to live right so I can be where you want me to be, God. I want to
yes.
do the right thing so I can be who you want me to be, God. Not who I want to be, not how I want to live, not what I want people to look at me as, because it doesn't matter how people see me. What matters is how people see you, God. I want to live the way you want me to live. I want to walk the way that you want me to walk. I want to talk the way that you want me to talk. And it says, "You, thou art the God of my salvation, on thee do I wait all the day. So
yes.
Since you know, God, since you know the path, since you know the right ways to doing things, since you know the truth, then I'm going to wait on you because you are going to show me the truth. You are going to show me the path. You are going to show me the way. You're going to show me how to talk. Show me how to walk. Show me how to live in my situation. Because once I'm in my situation and I'm going through, there's somebody that's going to be watching or looking at me seeing how I'm going through my situation. And as I'm going
through
my situation, I'm going to go through it praising you. And you're going to get the glory. You're going to get all the glory and all the praise because it all belongs to you. So I'm going to lift you up as I'm walking through my situation. I'm going praise you as I'm walking through my situation. I'm going to worship you while I'm walking through my situation because are the one who I'm going to follow because you know the path. You know the way. And so we have to understand that God's will outweighs any of our wants, any of our microwavable wants, any of our get-rich-quick schemes, any of our things that we try to do to get over God's ways overrule all of that. And so when we are in our troubles, when we are going through situations, when we haven't made it through yet, we have to understand that it's in God's own time. And in God's own time means that we have to be patient, we have to be vigilant, and we have to continue to seek God and seek his word and try to get an understanding of how he wants us to live. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
That somebody got something out of the word. I pray that that it was encouraging and helpful.
Hallelujah.
To someone. And God bless you.
Amen. And to God be the glory. Well, it bless me. Hallelujah. Well, my brothers and sisters, you have heard a phenomenal message about in God's timing and how we should go through until we make it. Hallelujah. Now, if you would like to touch and agree, you would just like to offer up a word of praise, or you would just like to bless Pastor Scott because even he needs encouragement, if you would kindly press your 1 on your keypad, that will alert me that you would like to join this conversation. And as I scroll, we do have members of the Spirit Alive staff here, and I always like to give them a word if they would like to have one. So while I scroll and look to see if I see any of your ones, I'm going to ask Apostle Zeta Flowers to come on in the room.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed another good message. There was a lot in that message for us all.
Yes, it was.
And really, I was really, really blessed by it. And being reminded that no matter what it is, we're waiting for the Lord to do. But don't give up. Just keep trusting him.
Yeah.
And while you're going through whatever it is you might be going through, just know that God is taking care of it, that we don't have to worry. He said, cast all your cares upon him.
Yes, he did.
He cares for us. And if he says to do that, that means that he's going to take them on his shoulder, that we don't
have to
continue to be worried or fearful or, beside ourselves. in it. We can keep on going. We can keep on doing what we do for the Lord, and we can keep on trusting Him, knowing that He's working it out.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Whatever it is, it's for our good. So I praise God tonight for what we have heard.
Bless you. Amen.
Amen. I praise God for what we have heard also, because what we heard was mighty good. It was mighty good. That was another phenomenal message. And I know that it blessed me, because, you know, we all need to be reminded. We need to be patient.
Yes.
We really do, because some of us, we miss our blessing because we all in a hurry. And some of us even feel like if we go to God with it, He's not going to answer it. He's not going to. So then we get in ourselves, and then we try to help Him. And like Pastor said, we just make a bigger mess out of it than it just becomes a big mess. So I'm still scrolling for looking for your ones, but now I'm not seeing me, so I'm going to go on. Right, because we keep it moving, honey. If you don't press your one, we will keep it moving. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We will have the wife of this dynamic speaker speak, my sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott. Come on in the room.
Thank you, Bishop. First, I'd like to say I thank God for the message. I thank Him for the messenger. And I would like to say, honey, you did a wonderful job. And I must say, you had patience. You did not rush through that. You gave it with such power. And God was truly with you on that message. I got so much out of it. And I thank you.
Amen.
It was not microwaved at all.
No.
It was thoroughly
cooked.
It was thoroughly cooked. And I truly enjoyed it. God bless you. And I know that it was a blessing not just to my soul, but to many of the listeners as well.
Yes,
God
amen.
Bless you. God bless you.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Well, I'm still not seeing anyone, so let me put my 2 cents worth in on this. Hallelujah. First of all, I praise God for you, my brother. I praise God for your obedience. I praise God for your patience. And what you did for that man by giving him that word, and that bill, I don't care how long that man lives, he will never forget that. Because, you know, just like, you know what I'm saying? Because when people encounter Christ, they are never the same. So when we encounter them and show them what we believe, oh, hallelujah, it makes an impact. It makes an impact that will last, a lasting impact. And I just want to thank you, because I know myself, you know, I'm like, Lord, I trust God and I believe God. But sometimes I just want things to be resolved. You know, I'll be like, Lord, please let them hurry up and get it so we don't have to go around this no more. Or, Lord, please let me hurry up and do it. You know, let me get through this so I can get on to what I think you really want me to do. But you see, what I figured out was what God really wanted me to do was be patient.
Amen.
And to roll with the storm. You know what I mean? He wanted me to roll with that storm, because while in rolling with that storm, there's a process going on.
Yes, yes.
And I need to go through that process in order to receive or to do whatever it is God needs me to do or receive. So I want to thank you for this message about patience, because I know I needed it myself, because I know that sometimes, you know, we want what we want, or, you know, we just think, okay, I heard from God. I know what He wants me to do now. I'm ready to go do it. And I just want to tell people that just because the Lord may show you a portion of your vision or just because God shows you, you're going through, and you might think you see the light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel. Well, just know that you do. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
But we must go through, because if we never go through trials and tribulations, if we never have to wait on anything, if we have everything microwaved, instant for us, then we would not give God the praise that he deserves. What does a spoiled child do when they get everything? And it's then they get it right now. They usually end up making a mess of their lives because they haven't learned the value. They have not, as the Lord says, they have not stopped to consider the cost. We have what we have. We can boast about what we have in the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because, see, he went to that cross, bled and died, and rose for our sin. He hadn't did anything. He did that for us.
Amen.
So that we could have access to the Father. So that when we got in, get in trouble, we have invisible means of support in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So that we can withstand.
Amen.
You know, people read the fruit of the Spirit, and I always notice when they get to that long suffering, they say that real fast. Oh, they love, you know, the faith, and oh, they love love, and but when it gets to patience and long suffering, they kind of just, they would rather just skim on over that.
Yeah.
But that's long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's why brother said you need to have your patience in order to cultivate that fruit.
Right.
You need to learn how to sit and be still and see the salvation of the Lord. We spend way too much time wondering, did he hear us? Will he hear us? Can he hear us? You know, don't he see me down here suffering? Yep. He does.
He sees it all.
He sees everything. But there's a lesson in that for you. And I just want Pastor to know we don't have any ones, but we do have two in the chat room that wanted you to know that they enjoyed your lesson, your teaching, your message on tonight.
Amen.
Victor.
Amen.
Victor in where is this? Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. Victor.
Amen.
We praise God that you was listening. And we praise God that you are now going to recommit your life back to Jesus. And
Amen.
That goes
Amen.
For you too, Robert. Now, you know, you did for these two young men what you did for the man earlier today.
Glory.
You have
Amen.
Spoken a word that has caused them to want to turn back to Jesus. You have spoken a word that
Thank
has
God.
Caused them to want to once and really put their trust in Jesus. You have spoken a word that has caused these two young men to want to believe what God says. And for that, my brother, I give God the glory. I want to thank him for you being such an obedient servant. I want to thank him for you being such a humble servant. I want to thank him for you wanting people to just know Jesus for themselves. And now I'm going to go to area code 510-9861. You know, we know who it is. It's Mother Matty. Hey.
Hi, Bishop Cook. Hi, Evangelist Michelle Scott. And hi, Reverend Scott and everyone.
Hello.
And God bless you all to everybody that's on the line. I have to say, Reverend Scott, you are truly a man of God.
Yes.
And your wife is truly a woman of God. And God bless you. Reverend Scott, you have really grown.
Yes, he has.
And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Me too.
And that's something I need as myself. I need more patience. That's what I
love
about Job. Job had patience.
Job had patience.
Out of all the suffering he went through, he still was faithful, committed to God, and he had patience.
Yes, ma'am.
I need patience myself, you Reverend Scott, for speaking and preaching God's word. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
God's word stands forever and ever, generation to generation. God bless you, Reverend Scott, your wife and your family and your children. God bless you all.
Yes.
And keep preaching God's word and keep doing the excellent work that you're doing. Because Reverend Scott even teaches Sunday school at our church,
he does.
The Church of Good Shepherd on Sunday. And he does a wonderful job. And you're letting the Lord use you. You're letting the Lord use you as a woman shepherd. And that's a wonderful thing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
We just need to pray. God bless you, Mother Maxie. We are unmuted. All of us are unmuted right now. The world can hear us right now. And what they need to hear us do right now is just give God and Pastor Scott a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. We just need to praise God and thank God right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you.
Amen.
Because I believe when the men of God stand up and they stand in their place, the people of God is blessed. And here is a man, hallelujah, that is standing in his place. He is preaching the gospel. He is living the gospel. His wife lives the gospel. His children live the gospel. If you come anywhere close to this man, you don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus.
Right.
He gonna introduce you to Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
And I just want to add. So what Mother Mattie, my thing to Mother Mattie, I just want to agree with her. I am sitting over here with a big old grin on my face that's so big, I cut both of my ears because I am truly, truly, I can say this, hallelujah, I thank you, Jesus. I am proud of my little brother because he is doing what you have called him to do.
And that's
awesome. You know what I'm saying, James? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm on one right
hallelujah.
Now because he feels me. Hallelujah. Because, see,
hallelujah.
I know something about having to have patience. I know something about having to wait on the Lord. I know something about being in need and not knowing where this was going to come from or that was going to come from. But, oh, hallelujah, as I was going through, I had my brother, Pastor Scott. I had my sister, Michelle Scott. And we prayed together.
Yeah.
And we went through together. And I tell you, I kid you not, having the love and support of your Christian family when you are going through is invaluable. There is nothing greater than having family that you can go to and pray with and sit with and as my mother apostle says, travail with.
Amen.
Because we know that God hears the prayers of his children. So once again, I want to thank everybody. I'm still checking for my wand. Robert and Victor, we praise God for you. We want you to get into a Christ-centered church.
Yeah.
Where the gospel of Jesus is preached.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Study to show thyself approved. Get on your phone. Call folks that you know that love the Lord. Talk to them. Don't be afraid to go through and to ask for help as you go through. Don't be afraid to say, I'm going through, and I don't know if I can hold on. Don't be afraid to say, you know what, I'm getting really impatient waiting on God right about now. Because that's the time when the saints will pray you through. They will pray for you. They will, you know, they will keep your hands lifted to God. You know, and as you go through.
Yes.
They will encourage your heart as you go through.
Yes.
We know we never would make it into nothing without Jesus. Never would have made it without him.
Right, that's true.
Never would have made it. He was right there, right there. He's right here with us in the midst of it all. As we go through, as we wait, he's right here. He's right here. And we can sit and talk to him and tell him what's on our mind. God does not mind us telling him what's on our mind, even though he knows. But he don't mind us going up there letting him know that we know what's going on with us. And we're turning it over to him. Like Apostle Zeta said, we can't look, we're doing the castaway. Hey, we casting the cares on Jesus.
Amen.
Because we know he cares for us.
Yes.
And that's what we got to remember. That'll help us to have patience when we remember that Jesus cares for us.
If we
don't have something that we believe we should have, it is because he knows what's best for us. And he is not going to give us anything that we are unable to handle.
That's right.
And you know what? Because we see what the devil does all the time. You know, people have all this money, got all these cars, got all these houses, but they're still committing suicide.
That's right.
People got all this money, all these good jobs, all, you know, and they still trying to escape to the bottom of a bottle, in the bottom of a bottle.
Yeah.
See? Who you are, you know, the devil don't care who you are. God is not a respecter of persons. So you need to know and understand. We have not because we ask not. And if we do ask, like brother said, we ask amiss. We be up there praying for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I know one thing. Whenever I do go up there, if something needs to be fixed, it's going to start with me. I don't go up there saying, well, Lord, fix this, so I can, this situation, fix him or fix her. No, fix me. Fix me.
Amen.
Fix me.
Amen.
You know, I'm the one with the problem. I'm the one being impatient. Fix me. Hallelujah. And we just want to give God glory. Well, saints of God, you still have a little bit of time if you'd like to make a comment, because I'm telling you, well, I know some of y'all just over there in y'all's houses falling out and shouting and carrying on. Because I had to mute myself because that's what I was doing over here. Hallelujah. But you still have time. You know, we don't ever want to not allow someone to praise God, because that's what it's all about. You know, my brother, he's a man that, you know, the more people that chime in and touch and agree, the better he feels. He, you know, he's not trying to be a one-man show.
Amen.
He just wants God to get the glory from all of his people listening.
Jesus, yes.
You know, because, you know, that's the way he is. We want other people to know. To know that we let their opinion counts. In so many brick and mortar churches, people are not allowed to speak. about a message. People are not allowed to ask questions about a message. People are not, you know, and by, if you do ask a question, by the time they get through sending you to 5-6 different people, you have forgotten what the question was. You know, but we can always go to God.
Amen.
And we can ask God what we should do.
Yeah.
What do we do next? What do I do now?
Lord,
you know, hallelujah, because we want to be pleasing to God. And I can tell you, before I close this program, my brother, God is pleased with you. Hallelujah. We just want to thank everybody. Oh, Father God, we just come right now in the name of Jesus, just praising you for everything our ears heard on tonight. We ask that you now pour into our brother. Replenish him, oh God, so that he might continue to do the work that you would have him do. Lord, continue to bless him and his wife and his children from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. I just ask that you bless them and bless them indeed. Increase their territory, oh God. Use them mightily for your purpose and glory. And, oh, Father God, I come thanking you for Mother Matty. I want to thank you, God, for the faithful elders of our church that will come and give us a word of wisdom, that will come and give us a word of encouragement, that will come and give us a word, hallelujah, of love. Thank you, Jesus.
We just ask
that you continue to bless Mother Matty. Continue to go before her, oh God. Place her in put her in a high place and exalt her. For she's been faithful for a while, God. And you said you are a rewarder of those who are obedient to your holy word. So I want to thank you for her light. I want to thank you for her love. I want to thank you for her wisdom. I want to thank you, dear God, for Apostle Zeta, who is also faithful and also has a word, always has a word of encouragement and a word of praise. Lord, I just pray that you continue to go before her in all that she does as she begins her journey on what you would have her to do. Lord, I speak life over all of my family. I speak love over all of my family.
Hallelujah.
I speak your peace, grace, and mercy over all of my family. I plead the blood of Jesus over all of my family, God. And Father, most of all, I just thank you, Father God, that you have allowed them to be my family. So I give you the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. We will now have Pastor Scott have, if you have any final comments, Pastor Scott, you can make them at this time, and I will then close the program.
Again, I just, I pray that, you know, that, you know, somebody was touched by the word of God. I pray that, you know, everything that was done and said was pleasing in God's sight. You know, and I'm just glad that the two brothers have come back to
home. You brought them home.
You know,
glory.
It's just, you know, I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful.
Amen.
To God.
Amen. Victor just wrote thank you. He just wrote thank you.
Glory.
God,
hallelujah.
God,
Robert just wrote, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo, I'm full. I don't know about you, but I personally have just had me a banquet. I mean, I had the appetizer, the entree, the dessert. Because he brought us a banquet of the gospel, the word of God.
Yeah.
And I pray, like he prays, that all of our listeners were blessed, that you will mm-hmm. live a more abundant life in Christ, that you will continue to praise and acknowledge God in all that you do. And from my household to yours, from Pastor Scott, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Mother Mattie, Apostle Zeta, and myself, Bishop Shalene Cook, we pray that you will truly be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you, the elect of God. Go in peace. God, amen. God bless you.
God
amen.
Bless you. God bless. Good night.